The Torah this week in Parshas Chayesara tells us, Perek of Hey, Pasuk Ches, by Yigva Vayomas Avraham, Beseva Toiva Zokain Vesovea Vea Osef El Amov. Avraham Avinu dies, and he dies in an old age, happy with everything he has. Says the Ramban, an amazing thing. The Ramban tells us that Avraham Avinu died not only an old man, but satisfied with everything that he had, everything he was blessed with. And it shows us, explains the Ramban, the chesed that the Rabbeinu Shalom does to tzaddikim, that he gives them with everything. And it tells us the shvach, the praise of our avos that we have to learn from, because they are sameach b'chalkoi, they're happy with everything that they have. Asks the Chedusha Alev, I don't understand. It makes no sense. Of course he's happy. Hashem gave Avraham Avinu everything. Wealth, as the Torah tells us in Bereishis Yud Gimel. Avraham koved ma'oid b'mikne b'kesef v'zov. Avraham had all the money in the world. He had malchus. He had strength. He had nisim. Open miracles done for him. He was blessed that all future generations are going to be like the stars in the heavens. He was zoicha to be dovek, to cling to Hashem, which is the highest level. Big deal. He thanked Hashem. All right. He had everything. If I would have everything, I'd also thank Hashem. What is the Ramban telling us? Explains the Chedusha Alev. The Ramban is telling us that if not for the tzidkus of Avraham, he would not have been sameach b'chalkoi, even though he had everything. Chazal tell us, Gemara in Makos, Pasuk, Oyev kesef lo yisma kesef, that if a person loves money, he's never satisfied. The Vilna Gaon writes in Evan Shloima that the Midah Histapkus, of being happy with what you have, of living with a little bit less, is one of the highest midas. But there's something higher than that, and that's called Sameach Bechalkoi, being happy with everything that you have. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal was once in his house, and his grandson walks in and finds him, his grandfather, with his head into a sink full of water. And he calls, Zayda, Zayda, is everything okay? And Rav Miller removes his head from the water and smiled. He said, my dear grandchild, everything is wonderful. I've just had a wonderful day, but I've forgotten how wonderful it is to breathe. And I just wanted to breathe outside the water, so I now have to learn to thank Hashem even for that. Says the Ramban in this week's parasha, many people have so many things. Hashem gives us everything. Do we appreciate it? Are we happy? And do we thank Him? That's the message of this week's parasha. Have a wonderful Shabbos.